The Lord be with you. Our speakers this morning were participants in interim courses held in Japan. Environmental Sustainability in Japan with Professor Kathy Techmeyer-Pack, and Environmental Research in Asia with Paul Jackson. Our speakers are Patrick Holzman, a first year from Chicago, Illinois, Kelvin Ochi, a junior biology major from Granite Bay, California, Austin Brown, a senior Chinese and exercise science major from Keene Valley, New York, and Avery Liang, a junior environmental studies major from Nanjing, China. Our prayer this morning is a prayer of hospitality from a worship resource called With All God's People, the New Ecumenical Prayer Cycle. Let us pray. Open my eyes that they may see the deepest needs of people. Move my hands that they may feed the hungry. Touch my heart that it may bring warmth to the despairing. Teach me the generosity that welcomes strangers. Let me share my possessions to clothe the naked. Give me the care that strengthens the sick. Make me share in the quest to set the prisoner free. In sharing our anxieties and our love, our poverty and our prosperity, we partake in your divine presence, O God. Amen.
Hello, my name is Patrick, and over interim, I had the incredible opportunity to visit Japan for the month of January. 26 days of amazing food and even better company, I was able to learn a lot about myself and about the peers who went on this trip with me. From exploring a maze of sky rises in Tokyo to feeding chickens on a farm in Nasu, Shiobara, we were able to experience a wide variety of different local areas. We experienced cultures that were very different from our own, but also similar in ideas of community and love. Our interim course was titled Sustainability in Japan. We visited many different communities that had different approaches to sustainability. We learned about organic farming, different approaches to handling waste, and about the many human rights violations created through pollution and environmental harm. What became increasingly aware to me as we traveled through Japan was that there was not one single approach to sustainability. There is not one perfect way to live a sustainable life. We saw a wide variety of communities, and each community had its own unique, specific approach to sustainability. We visited a paper maker who, using locally materials to sustainably produce paper. We met a man named Dr. Fujimura who created a completely non-electric small village. These explicit examples are staples of an environmental movement. They are obviously sustainably minded. Other communities were not as explicit in their examples. When visiting the town of Nagawamachi, we witnessed a community that cared for one another through celebration and good food. Our experiences in Nagawamachi harbored a state of mind emphasizing a conservation of culture and a close relationship with food. Though there were not any explicit sustainably minded practices, the culture of Nagawamachi has the same cornerstones of a sustainable lifestyle. To be sustainable, you need to appreciate the natural world, you need to have a close relationship with your food, and need to know where it comes from, and you need to care about your community. And that is what I learned in Japan.
And then going off of what Patrick has said about the importance of food, food was probably the most important thing for me on this trip. I love eating any and all of it. Anything from squids on a stick to just a classic staple of rice, veggies, and meats. I'll eat it all, and KTP and Paul will attest to that. I'll eat any of their leftovers as well. But I want to focus on the importance of food and building friendships throughout our time in Japan. As Patrick stated, we were in Tokyo and we were in these small rural villages throughout our time. But one common thing that stuck to us throughout our time moving was just food and how central it is to all life. When we were on the farm at ARI, food was key to everything. Everything we did in the morning start with our work, whether it be cooking, cleaning, working in the fields, or working with the pigs, goats, and chickens. that was all focused upon creating food for the day and living as sustainably as possible. Beyond ARI, a key moment that I remember was a chance that we got to learn how to make traditional Japanese food items from these little old ladies in a small town in Nagawamachi. And they taught us how to make just these very small, intricate, and food that was very traditionally Japanese, something that I can't really describe other than being really tasty and fun to make. Through this process, we didn't only just make friends with the Tokyo students of agriculture that came along with us, or with the old ladies that were there to teach us how to make food, but we were also able to take a piece of this Japanese history with us and tradition, and that is another form of sustainability that I really learned. We might never ever get the chance to do it again, but we've always had that, or now we always have that thought and memories of it. But for those students from Tokyo to learn was key in how they can carry on this tradition and further the culture even more as they move on with their lives. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Avery, and during our trip to Japan, most of the time we spent in Japan are in Asian Rural Institute, which is also called AII. AII is a community that devotes itself to building a community focused on sustainable agriculture and training leaders to all over the world to spread out the environmental sustainability and ideas and concepts. So the three subtitles of AII are Full Life, Diversity, and Servant Leadership. AII is a community that people live all together of different backgrounds and different speak different languages to build a healthy and organic full life community. Since we live all together in AII, the cooperation becomes very essential in our full life works. Every day when we do our works in the morning and evenings, such as sifting soil, feeding the animals, and cooking, we always work in teams, and at the same time, we think about our teammates and the well-beingness of the other community members who could enjoy and benefit from our works. Our engagement and caring about the community is motivate us from coming over the cold weather and tough works at time. After our full life works in the evenings, we always sit next to the warm fire, talking and laughing, and some people play instruments, some people sing and dance. But what is the most important is we are all willing to share our joys at the end of the busy day with each other like a huge family. Our experience in AII also improves our awareness on diversity. AII members come from different parts of the world. They have different cultural and political backgrounds and speak different languages, and they have different personalities from us. But however, they never stop us to cooperate with them in our daily life to make a better community, and understand each other, try to make friends with each other. And almost all of the members in AII are open and kind and willing to share their stories with us. Through my own interactions with them, I feel like we are influencing each other in a great amount, and that might change how I value my life and my value on environmental sustainability. Our engagement and cooperation in AII with AII members is really making us a stronger and better community.
May our Creator God bless you with grace and love this day and always. Amen.